A special heartfelt welcome to any visitors, any family and friends from out of town who are here for Christmas to be with your family and loved ones. Welcome. Blessed to have you here at the cathedral. Dear people, it's a blessing for me to be able to associate and live with intelligent people. Father Luger is one of them. He even looks smart, as you know, and he is. And to be able to live with him and have conversations with him is a great blessing. Just in fact, a couple of weeks ago for December 8th, Immaculate Conception, I was thinking to myself, I'd like to give a homily here at the cathedral before I leave that makes me sound smart. So I said, Father Luger, what are you preaching on for the Immaculate Conception? And his response was, Caceretamene. I knew he was trying to make me feel intellectually inferior. So I said, you know, I haven't thought very much in the recent past about caceretamene. Could you tell me about it? He said, caceretamene, I'm not making this up, you can't write this stuff, is the perfect the present perfect passive participle of a Greek verb. I said, Father, just talk to me like a normal guy. And he explained it. Caceretamene is a word that was spoken only once in all of history. It's never written anywhere but once in all of history. Nowhere in Greek literature will you see caceretamene written or spoken anywhere except from Gabriel to Mary. Hail, caceretamene. That is how Gabriel, the angel from heaven, described Mary, caceretamene, which is, as Father Luger said, the present perfect passive participle of the Greek verb kereta, which means to bestow gifts on another, to give grace to another. And so without getting into other crazy details, caceretamene is the present perfect passive participle, namely, hail you who have been given perfectly the gifts from another. Hail Mary, you who have been perfectly filled, been perfectly bestowed upon with gifts from another. In other words, Gabriel was saying, Mary, your greatness is your capacity to receive gifts from God. We were saved because this woman knew how to receive gifts from God, the bestower of gifts. Christmas, dear people, the mystery of Christmas is about the Lord teaching us how to actively let Him give to us. Eve didn't want to be a receiver of gifts, but a grasper. Someone who controls and takes on her terms. Caceretamene, blessed are you who are able to receive the great things God is doing for you. And so as we are on the verge of entering into this beautiful mystery of Christmas, where the Savior comes to us more deeply, that is the grace we want. The capacity to receive from God all he wishes to give. And there are two legs, I think, on which Mary's beautiful greatness stands upon. The first is this. All it took for Mary was this. How will this happen? Listen closely, everyone. How will this happen? Once she knew this was the activity of God, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. That's all she needed to know. She had 1,000 more questions, but all she needed to know is this is God doing this. He's acting here. And so all I got to do is let him act. Do we even meditate on the extent God has gone to come to us, how actively he is pursuing us? When I was preparing for this homily in prayer, this memory came to me, and I hope it wasn't just heartburn that was bringing these thoughts, but it came from God. This was some years ago. I was vocation director. I was sitting in my vocation office, and it was in the time of the year where you have kind of certain bugs that will be on your window pane for a while, on your glass. And as the temperature goes up and down, they move and kind of stay dormant. Well, this particular bug, I don't even know what it was. It wasn't a ladybug, wasn't box elder bug. It was a different kind of bug on my window. And for 3 days, I watched it. I marked day one with my pen. And over 3 days, this bug moved an inch and a half. This is what vocation directors do when you don't have enough guys applying to the seminary. I had this silly meditation. Imagine if you wanted to be a bug so bad, to be with that bug so badly, I would be willing to give up everything I can do and live like that bug. Imagine how desperately I would want to be with that bug if I was willing to empty myself of everything I can do and make myself poor like that bug. This homily is not going on the website. How actively I would be desiring. That's what Christmas is about. God becoming one of us required way more self-emptying than me becoming a bug. So deeply does he want to be close to us. And so the first step in knowing how to receive gifts from God is knowing how desperately, how strongly he is acting to pursue us. And then second, once I know that in faith, and I know that's happening every moment, my will then lives in this beautiful place let it be done to me. I don't need to know what you're doing. I just need to know that you are acting right now. I know there's no room in the inn, but I know you haven't abandoned us. You're acting right now. Whatever you're doing in this lack of providence of an inn, I know you're acting, and so let it be done. Whatever you're doing in this, let it be done. That is a heart that knows how to receive the great goodness of God. May we do that. May we beg God for an increased ability, capacity to receive Him this Christmas.